If you're a dancer or a musician, you know the power of doing an activity in sync with other people. Now there's actual scientific evidence for that feeling of connection that you get. Dr. Talchen Rabinowitz is a researcher at the Institute for Learning and Brain Science, iLabs, at the University of Washington, and she's a musician herself. Rabinowitz decided to see if the act of being in sync with another person can create feelings of familiarity and collaboration. In her study, kids between the ages of 8 and 9 entered a room as complete strangers and sat down to play a simple game.
They have an electric tapper, and they see a ball on the computer bouncing up and down, and they can only see their side of the screen, so they can't see the other kid's side of the screen. And we tell them, you know, you just have to tap to that ball. And we tell them, okay, after the practice, now you're going to do it together for 1.5 minutes, twice, and that's it. So they do it. And either that they're being completely synchronized or that they're asynchronized, so that they tap at completely different times. They don't match at all. And after that 3-minute interaction, we ask them in a questionnaire, how do they feel towards the other kid in terms of similarity? Do they feel like they have the same musical taste or same hobbies, or do they look alike? And we also ask them how close they felt whether they were tapping together.
And obviously you were expecting the kids tapping in synchrony to have one set of answers and those who were out of synchrony, asynchronous, to have a different set of answers?
Yeah, so that's what we expected to have. We expected that kids who were in sync with each other would tend to rate themselves as being more similar and close to the other kid than kids who were being in an asynchronous interaction prior to that. And that's exactly what we found. So they were, the social attitude in a sense changed for the better after being in sync with each other when compared to after being in async, and also in comparison to kids who haven't done any interaction at all with each other.
I'm talking to Dr. Talchen Rabinowitz. She's a researcher in the Institute for Learning and Brain Science, or iLabs, at the University of Washington. Why do you think that the physical process of tapping a mouse, or in this case, two mouses in sync, creates that sense of empathy or familiarity?
What I think is happening is that probably kids think that whoever is acting like me is probably like me in many other things, because they were tapping at the same time and their physical movements were very much aligned to each other, and they could see that in their peripheral vision. And it's very much in accord with the like me framework that's actually been investigated by Andrew Meltzoff. And that framework showed that infants who were being mimicked, they tended to think that the person who mimicked them was very similar to them, not only in the movements, but also in their emotions and perceptions, so more like a psychological state kind of thing. And I think that's what's happening here, in a sense.
So if we expand out what you found in this sort of like me hypothesis of Dr. Andrew Meltzoff, what does this say on a larger scale about how we interact with human beings?
I think what it means is that if someone else is, or if we are in an interaction with someone, and our interaction is as basic as doing something together at the same time, then this has a very big influence on the way we perceive other people, not just but what they're actually doing, but on a higher level of social awareness. So what it means is that if you take a bunch of kids, for example, right, in a school, and you just give them something to tap together and someone leading that interaction for 5 minutes, then it's not only that they're going to have a fun experience, of course it's fun to play together, but something in their social attitude towards one another may also change. So it's more wide. This interaction can have wider implication than just the mere act of being in sync or doing something together.
I guess we're talking about things that have this wonderful outcome about synchronicity, but when I look at the world at large, we have less synchronicity and more conflict. So how might a practical application of this synchronicity work in, for example, geopolitics?
Right. So I think that's a really good question. And I think that's where we're going with it. So that's what I want to do, is to try and find something to do with it. And I think what I told you before about the example of kids who are having 5 minutes of drumming together, that someone leading them, that could also be very important. And maybe it's not the kids who are responsible for the world conflicts, but of course that this is where everything starts, right? And mm-hmm. if we can make a change early on, say with kids, with very young kids, then maybe we'd have less conflicts later on. But not just with kids, I mean, also with adults. If we could bring adults to a situation where they're experiencing other people, say, from different cultures, in a context where they can do something together, say, in sync with each other, then maybe that could make a difference.
Dr. Talchin Rabinowitz is a researcher at the Institute for Learning and Brain Science, iLabs, at the University of Washington.